Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call this morning. You know, our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. And it's said that it's better than a cup of coffee. And I agree. I think it's better because coffee dissipates, and you know, we can retain this, we can absorb it, because we can listen to it over and over and really take it to heart and put it into action. And that's one of my favorite things about these morning calls is that I can do that. I can get nuggets from just the top producers and performers that share on these calls, and I can improve myself. And I want to acknowledge you for being on the call and doing that week in and week out, because that really says a lot about you. It really does. You know, we hear Eric and tell us that, you know, we have greatness inside of us, and that's something that you can check off as an illuminator of your greatness, is your dedication to yourself. You know, greatness shines through accepting ourselves first for who we are. And, you know, my topic today's topic is the amiable social style. And the interesting thing about the amiable social style is they really don't care about anything over relationships. You know, in other words, relationships are their primary focus in life. They're a very loving and accepting group of people. And as I've talked about social styles this last month, the three other social styles, the analytical, the driver, the expressive, you know, there's a lot of energy in those social styles. The analytical, you may not think there's a lot of energy there, but that giraffe, they're constantly thinking. They're constantly solving and looking for ways to improve. And what an admirable trait. You know, the driver, the lion, man, they're gonna protect their own. Absolutely. They're gonna stick up for their team. They're gonna take charge. They're not going to be afraid to tell somebody they're wrong and a better way to do things. and at first glance, that might seem like a negative characteristic, but in the long run, when that driver learns how to be a little bit compassionate, that's a powerful characteristic, being able to just stick your neck out and make a decision. You know, the expressive, that monkey, you know, they just want to make sure that not only are they telling people to come to the party because they're going to have a lot of fun, but they're going to make sure that you're having a lot of fun. And, you know, they're the spice of life that puts the smile on your face in a struggling situation. You know, the team is just trying to accomplish something, and everybody's kind of stuck because they keep running into hurdles, and that expressive is just going to crack a joke at the right time, and everybody's going to laugh. And then, you know, the amazing thing is when you laugh, it breaks the ice, it breaks that tension, and then all of a sudden, a solution will appear because your mind is no longer focused on the obstacle. It's become open. And if you find yourself in one of those three social styles, I challenge you to open your mind and really take to heart the power of the amiable social style. Because from my humble opinion, the amiable social style is the glue to communities. You can have somebody figure something out, and you can have somebody lead people to a destination, and you can have somebody just make it an enjoyable trip getting there. But you know, along the way, there's going to be curbs and potholes that you trip on and stub your toe and twist your ankle and bruise your knee and hit your elbow on the ground as you're going down. And that amiable person, while everybody continues to move forward as they should, that amiable person is going to be the one that comes along, that person who just tripped, fell, and bruised their elbow, scraped it up, and they're going to say, hey, it's all right, here, I got a Band-Aid. Or, hey, you need some gauze. Or, you know, they're just going to take care of you. They're going to walk up and say, wow, what's going on? I can tell something's wrong this morning. Are you okay? You know, they're the kind of person that's really safe to talk to. They're the kind of person that you can say, hey, man, you know, I got in a fight with my wife or my husband or my son's just really driving us up a wall, and it's just on my mind, and I'm having a hard time concentrating. And they're going to say, you know, I know how you feel. I've been there. You know, once in a while, you just need somebody to come up alongside you and put their arm around you and say, I understand. And that is the power of the amiable social style. You know, in the social style clock, I'll call it, that I've referenced a few times this month. You know, at ten o'clock is the analytical, at 2 o'clock is the driver, at 4 o'clock is the expressive, at 8 o'clock is the amiable. But then there's 4 other points on the clock. There's noon, high noon, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. And at 6 p.m. is the relationship identifier. And at 9 p.m. or 9 a.m., that's funny. It could be 6 or, yeah, that's funny. I don't know why I said 6 p.m. Maybe because it's like almost 6 a.m. still, and I need to get a little more sleep. That's a tangent. That wasn't part of the program. But, you know, at 9 o'clock is the ask characteristic of social style. So at 9 o'clock we've got the ask, at 6 o'clock we've got the relationship, so the amiable is right in there at 8 o'clock. They're the asking, relationship-oriented social style. So when you're struggling with something or you're excited about something, they're the ones they're going to come up and say, hey, how's it going? Or, wow, you seem really excited. What's going on? They're going to be the first ones to take interest in you. And that, you know, that's encouraging. Have you ever had that happen? Do you have any friends like that? You know, I've got a friend of mine. I've known him since, 1990, I think. I think that's when we met. And I got to tell you, he can pick up the phone, and every time I call him, he's like, hey, how's it going, Will? You know, he's just got this soft voice, even for a guy. You know, he's got a soft voice, and he always listens. And the one thing that I know about Joe, and his name really is Joe, but the one thing that I know about Joe is when we go and have coffee or something, he really listens, and I can tell by his body language. So if you ever, you know, if you look around today, and maybe, you know, if you spend some time this week looking for the amiable person in your life, here's one characteristic that you might find in them. They're going to usually lean forward, or maybe their chin will be a little bit out when they've engaged with you and they're really listening to you. They're going to be leaning into you. Sometimes if you're standing somewhere, like in a line at Starbucks or just a line at lunch or somewhere, you're just standing talking, and you're going to find that they might be the one who might just be in your space a little bit more because you're talking to them and you're sharing something and they're really interested. So, you know, sometimes we get uncomfortable when people are in our space, and sometimes, you know, if we're one of the other social styles, especially if we're a driver social style, we could take that as confrontation. You know, I'm the lion, you know, what are you in my space for, man? You know, it's not like that with the amiable. They're interested in you. So that's just, you know, one way to tell the difference in some of these social styles. If you're, you know, you find out yours, you focus on yours. You know, I said it last week. I said, if you understand 25% of the social styles better, then you have a better chance of increasing your sales and improving your overall communications with the people in your life, especially if the social style that you better understand is yours. And that's so true, you know. That amiable social style, he's gonna kind of lean into us if we're talking, just standing there, or if we're at a table or something. You're gonna see him maybe heads on their hand, elbows on the table, and they're leaning towards you and they're listening. You know, you could picture that intention that they're seriously interested in you. You know, and ask yourself, when was the last time you noticed someone being seriously interested in you? When was the last time you felt that and you thought, wow, they're a really nice person? You know, I got them. I could tell they care. You know, and it's a characteristic that I'm spending a little more time on, this leaning in and this listening, because it's not natural for an analytical or a driver or even an expressive, because the expressive is still a relationship-oriented social style. They're the teller. You know, they're going to tell people to come to the party because they want everybody to have fun. They want to connect with the relationships in their life, you know. But the amiable, they're going to listen and they're going to empathize and they're going to support you. And when they lean in like that, if you're standing there leaning in, and, you know, the driver's going to get all confrontational if they're not paying attention to that. So if you're a driver and you feel like somebody's in your space, take a look at that person. Look at their facial expression. You're going to see a difference, because if a confrontational facial expression is a lot different than a supportive, caring facial expression. I mean, wouldn't you say? Can you see that in people's eyes? You know, when you're talking to people and you look them in the eye, do you just look them in the eye, or do you notice what's coming through their eyes? You know, why? Here's something else to consider about an amiable. Why don't they stick up for themselves? They don't like confrontation, and that is a struggle for them. And for me, it's a disappointing struggle, because I've seen people take advantage of my friend Joe. And being the kind of, I'm an expressive driver. That's my combination. Expressive's my core. Driver's my second. And I'll step in and I'll stick up for Joe. And I don't, you know, you don't have to be aggressive or mean or disrespectful. You can just say, hey, you know, that doesn't work for Joe. You know, that's not going to work that way. You know, or, you know, back off or something. And you know, that's the thing. If you notice somebody that you work with or in your family that just seems to need somebody to stick up for them, kind of clue in. That might be an identifier of their social style. But here's another question about amiables. Why do they seem to have the most friends? Well, isn't it kind of obvious? I mean, being a asking relationship-oriented social style, they're the ones that are going to be the easiest to talk to. The ones that you don't seem to have a guard up with them, you know? So where can you usually find an amiable person in the world, you know, in the communities, in the jobs, in the hobbies? You know, it's supportive roles, sales support, you know, nursing, you know, or you don't usually find them as attorneys, because that profession takes some strength to take a stand for somebody in an aggressive situation or an aggressive way, and there's a lot of confrontation there. But you know where you might find them in the legal industry is a paralegal, and they make great paralegals. You know, because that attorney who's supposed to be going to trial, you know, that paralegal may come in and say, you know, I noticed something about that one juror or that one witness, and you know, and it's going to clue the attorney into a characteristic that, you know, can support his case or something like that. Or, you know, just, I don't know why I picked the legal industry. It's just the first one that popped into my head. But, you know, it's a formula of how to recognize social styles, you know. And so the last question, why is compassion important? Why is compassion important? Because compassion is the glue to communities. When one person in a big group shows compassion, everyone's heart softens, and it brings people together. So the six major areas of life, spiritual life, your mental life, your physical life, your home life, your business life, and your social life. Every single area of life absolutely needs an attention to social styles. And what I want to encourage you to do is, as you get excited about your day with the successes and the things that are going on, hone your attention into the people around you, because the strongest communities, the strongest sales teams, and the strongest families are constructed of people who are compassionate from every single social style. So go out today, make it a great day, and let your greatness shine through, because you accept yourself for who you are and the power of your social style. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.